thing to do, rush it to the others, and that wasn't there, then they would reply. But I'm about to reply in one second anyway, I'm gonna try to get in a plane, get a little higher up, before I, you know.
Can we get your version, please?
Kermit Garden on 90.
It's rather accurate, isn't it? Not about what happened?
Kermit, I want to congratulate you. I haven't read the financial pages, but I don't know how you and the Wall Street Journal and these business journals, the Business Week and the rest of them got along, but the story on your budget I thought was exceptionally good. And only one suggestion, don't you ever refer to me as the president in a campaign year. The Swarthmore professors. Sophisticated and respectful, and you get out and an award dealer from now till next Tuesday. You refer to him as President Lyndon Johnson. Yes, he always told me every time that name's mentioned, it's worth $10 television time.
I'll remember that.
You did a beautiful job, but it was always the president.
Yes, I'm afraid I just slipped into that.
All the good qualities that you possess, you attributed to me, and all the prudence and the fiscal responsibility and everything, but you always attributed to the president. They don't know whether you're talking about Hoover
are clear on who I mean, Mr. President, but I would still accept your correction. I think that would have been a better way to do it.
Now, find anything else that we can use between now and Tuesday. We are really hard up. If you got any good figures on September employment, October employment will be too late. We won't have that. If you got anything on Defense Department's employment, I just really search around these things. If you got anything on September expenditures that looks good, we were $41 million, as I recall
for the
first quarter.
That's right, Mr. President.
So that's all we'll get. We've bled the expenditure thing. Have we bled the employment thing?
I'll make a recheck.
Why don't you issue
in the 66 budget, and I really haven't had a chance to look at the current figures, but I'll do that as soon as I get.
Why don't you issue a bulletin this afternoon to every head of every agency, cabinet, and say you want for Friday for me to use for Sunday papers the grossest and most unusual and unique and dramatic. I don't think you could put that in a memo, someone leak it out. But we something of that type of waste that they had uncovered and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get samples of waste.
You read those by Marshall McNeil?
Yes, I did. No, I did.
He used several of those,
That's right.
I've got several more in reserve that he
we
hasn't used.
We could get some different ones. I would like to use them. I'd like to say that I stopped them from using floor sweep that cost us $1,100 a month on sidewalks and the air base at Fort Worth. That's not a true story, but we did that one time when I was investigating the preparedness committee.
I see.
Now, GAO gets all those stories now. They put out all this waste.
Well, I've got a considerable backlog of these stories, Mr. President. I can produce them either out of my files or from some of the agencies.
Get a file of them, and let me say for Sunday paper that here are examples of how we're saving money. They laugh at us about cutting off the lights. But here we're doing some of these other things and so forth. And the main reason for calling you, though, is not to overwork you anymore, but we do want to make it Tuesday, and we can't be complacent, and I need some good examples. But the primary reason was thank you for the good job you did on the budget.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
Bye.